بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم ربي زدني علما.
We've been discussing the Battle of Trench, and last week we discussed some aspects of the Battle of Trench, and it was tense moments when the Kuffar tried to jump over the trench, etc., and whatever had happened after that. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam for 3 days relentlessly made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the du'as we do here, and that was the du'a, Allahumma munzil al-kitab wa mujri al-sahab wa hazim al-ahzab, Allahumma ihzimhum wa ansurna alayhim. Some narrations, ihzimhum wa zalzilhum. So Nabi Sam continued making this du'a, Allahumma munzil al-kitab, O my Allah, the one who has revealed the book, Quran Sharif, wa mujri as-sahab, that being who moves the winds, wa hazim al-ahzab, the true defender or the true defeater of the allied forces. Allahumma ihzimhum, O my Allah, you defeat the allied forces and help us against them. Wa zalzilhum, Ya Allah, shake the earth beneath their feet. So Nabi Sam continued making this dua. Last week also we spoke of the dua, Allahumma astur awratina wa amin rawatina, very valuable. So at that tense moment, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for 3 days, some narrations suggest it was a Monday, a Tuesday and a Wednesday, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam continuously went to Masjid al-Fath in close to Madinah Tayyibah. Generally on the ziyarah they would take. So Nabi Sam went and he continuously made this dua. On a Wednesday between the Zuhar and the Asr Salah, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes with the khush khabri and the glad tidings of the fath and the victory of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to take care of the allied forces. So on a Wednesday was the acceptance of the dua. For this reason, some ulama explain and they say that when there is any requirement and any dua, that you require some urgency in acceptance of it between the Zuhar and the Asr, very valuable time on a Wednesday, to engage in dua for specific, not the entire duration, 2 rakats of salah and make dua in that time. Maybe this is a good time also to write exams, you know. So Ya Allah, help me now. Jabir radiallahu anhu, the narrator of the hadith, so there isn't any encouragement that Nabi Sam says sunnah to make dua, encourage you have to make the dua, no. But the experience of the Sahabi Jabir radiallahu anhu says, I took such benefit from this acceptant moment in my life. Whenever there was a requirement for me to make dua, I made it between Zuhar and the Asr Salah on a Wednesday, and I saw the fruition and the acceptance of it. So that's the yaqeen. But we also, if we have yaqeen in it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the dua that's made at that moment. So yes, some people are particular about that time, Wednesday between Zuhar and Asr Salah. So Nabi Sam made this dua. In the present political climate, if we look in the world, what we see is the importance of allied forces or having an alliance. If instead of standing by yourself and all alone, if you have some ally, someone to back you, then that shows that, you know, you, whenever you're in trouble, if your forces come, you stay longer or you can be victorious at the present moment. So we can already see they already calling for Big Brother to come and help. Our fighter jets are getting downed. They already got our pilots, and this happened and they penetrated the Iron Dome. So Big Brother is delaying little bit in coming to help and assist. That besides the point. But the allied forces, Imagine allied forces ganging up, surrounding you, and you're all alone, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that the true reliance of a believer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will defeat all systems, and He'll fail them also. They can't believe, like, how is this being penetrated? But that's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not talking about the politics and the madahib and the deen and all of that. We're just talking about the point of allied forces. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua. So in two ways was the acceptance of this dua. Number one was the strong winds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا. We sent strong winds. وَجُنُودًا لَمْ تَرَوْهَا. And armies they haven't seen before, which means the angels. But here the angels did not come for physical combat. The angels came to instill fear within the kuffar. See the they will see the angel and get scared. And the other form of acceptance of dua was the conflict, the rift that was created in the ranks of the kuffar. And that's one of the du'as. We can make even in English. In Arabic, we make it shattit shamlahum, mazziq jam'ahum, etc. You know, so we can make it in English. Ya Allah, disunite these forces. Ya Allah, shake the earth beneath their feet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of anything. But we have to make the du'a with yaqeen. And Nabi Sallam made this du'a. Ya Allah, you defeat these forces. And that, how did it happen was, Nu'aym ibn Mas'ud was a kafir. He embraced Islam, but he hid his Islam. He came for the battle of Trench. He was from the tribe of Ghatfan. We spoke about that big tribe that came with their forces also. So he was part of the Banu Ghatfan. Nabi Sam told them, listen, I can give you the crops, and we know what happened after that. We spoke about it from Banu Ghatfan. And anyway, he came and he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, Ya Rasulullah, I have been a Muslim. I have concealed my Islam, but now I think so is the moment that you would appreciate if I keep it like status quo. No one knows I'm a Muslim, but I can do something wondrous with this. The kuffar, they consider me one amongst them. So what can I do? Famurni bimashi. Tell me, what can I do? So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam thought about it. He said, "See, innama anta fina rajulun wahid. You one man. What man? One man is going to do with the allied forces? You one single person. What am I going to do? All you do is just ward the kuffar away." So he gave it some thought and he asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu even told him, "Innama al-harbu khad'ah." That warfare is about strategy. It's about contemplating, planning. You know, you can plan whatever you have in mind, let me know. So he tells Nabi Sallam, I got some plan. If you give me permission just to beat around the bush, you know, I'm not going to say things straight, I'm going to say things in a roundabout way. So Nabi Sallam says, definitely in warfare that's permissible. So someone has to ask you, what's your name? Instead of saying Muhammad, you say Ibn Idris. You're still the same person. Who are you? You don't give your name, you give some pet name of yours. You haven't spoken a lie. So, yala harbu khada. So, Nabi Sam gave him permission. He says, okay, leave this to me. I think so I'll be able to sort out something. Everyone knows me to be one amongst them. He goes to Banu Qurayza. The Jews were still in Madinah Tayyiba. They betrayed, right? So, he goes to them. So, the moment they see him, Dasarkhan is laid. He says, hey, hold on. No time for food. They could see there is some worry that's, you know, like there's a message on the wall. You can see he's scared. Something's troubling him. See, what's happening? So you see here, we trust you. He said, yeah. Definitely we trust you. You'll trust me. Gee, I trust you all. I came really as a well-wisher. And I want you all to please, whatever I'm going to advise you now, keep that a top secret. Don't tell any person about it. Gee. So he swore them into secrecy. We're not going to tell anyone. He said, see, y'all are from Madinah Tayyiba. These allied forces, if they catch a hiding and they're gonna run, they're running back home. Y'all gonna get stuck in Madinah Munawwara. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you're not gonna see the end of the day. And you know what happened to the other tribes? So he says, okay, then what do we do? Because your house is here, your business is here, your investment is here, you're rooted in Madinah Tayyiba. Yeah, you know, this is a very important point. We never gave it some thought. So he says, okay, what you do is, You ask the kuffar for 70 collateral, 70 of their chiefs, 70 high ranking people. Tell him you want 70, come keep them here in the fort. We will lock them up. And when the war is over, you can take them. He says, that's a brilliant idea. If you don't keep them and you lose the war, you defeated, they're going to run, flee and abandon you. You're going to fend for yourself. He says, but we don't have that might and energy to even do that. So this is a very good idea, brilliant. Nu'aym ibn Mas'ud, now he quickly goes to the kuffar. He meets someone, he says, Abu Sufyan. So Abu Sufyan sees him. So he says, hey, how are you? So they got talking. So you could see again he is worried. He said, I got some very important advice for you. So he says, okay, what's that piece of advice? He says, you know this Banu Qurayza, I'm really worried about them. He says, worried about what? He said, if these people, I feel they not, see they, remember they've broken the agreement with the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they are at the moment contemplating mending ties. They're scared. Houses, businesses, everything in Madina Tayyiba. Now they're going to be left all alone. They're scared about really embracing the kuffar totally. They're scared about it. And I got this, you know, this feeling that they're going to ask you for some guarantee and they're going to ask you for something. I says, okay. They're going to ask for something. Whatever they ask, I think so we shouldn't give in to them. Don't give in to their pressure. We don't know where we stand with them. We just need to use them to, you know, overpower the Muslims. But Sufyan said, okay. Point taken. Goes to Banu Ghatfan, his own tribe. Gives them the same message. They buy it from him. Then Kufar, Abu Sufyan, Ghatfan said, listen, if this is the case, we rather have a fully fledged war with the Muslims. Let's go for it. Go for it full throttle. So they made the decision. They says, right, Bismillah, tonight we are going for it. But before that, Banu Qurayza came and they said, we need 70 people. So Abu Sufyan is looking at Banu Ghatfan. See, Nu'aym ibn Mas'ud told us, I don't think so. We'll even give them one soul. So he said, what he said? They didn't hear it. He said it under his breath. He's just talking to the person next to him. He said, no, he won't even give you one person. There's no deal with us. If that's the case, there's no deal. Eventually, that created friction between the kuffar ranks. Now they're no more a united force. They're no more allied forces now. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala split all of them. They were really split, all of them. And that night, that very same night, they already split. Intentions of attacking and the Muslim was already in shambles. It was all put on the back burner. This is no, it's not worth now the risk. And we don't have the enemy from within to help us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends such strong winds. Whatever last possibilities of even fighting, their tents were uprooted. The pots were flying. There was food on the grass or on the sand. And everything was upside down. He said, listen, we can't even stand in the wind. How are we going to fight? We don't have fodder. We don't have food. Let's pack up and move. I think so this is the end of the game. But anyway, they started packing up. We'll speak about it more. Then what happened was Hudhaifa radiallahu anhu. One day he was talking with the Tabi'in. He's a Sahabi talking with the Tabi'in. So he's telling the Tabi'in, you know, recounting the different battles in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Tabi'in is saying, hey, لو شهدنا ذلك لفعلنا ولا فعلنا. You know, if we were in the time of Nabi Sallam, we'll carry him on our shoulders. His feet won't even touch the ground. It's very lovely, excellent. He told him, listen, لا تتمنوا ذلك. Don't ever wish you were ever in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Serious. The test we went through just to keep our iman was too strong. That test was very difficult. One person he told on Ali Mulana, you know, if I saw Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know what a great person I would have been. Mulana told him, "Bhai, you don't know whether you would have been a sahabi or a munafiq. You don't know whether your iman would have been genuine or not." Sahaba, we meet Sahaba because they were created from a different cloth, made to withstand all tests of time. That's why they were Sahaba radiallahu anhu, hand selected by Allah. Your heart wasn't good enough. Anyway, it's some deep conversation. But anyway, Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu is telling this person, don't ever desire that. We went through difficult moments. And he says, I'll only give you one night. And he's talking about the night of Khandaq, of the trench. He says, you know, when Allah blew those winds, it came on all and sundry. That winds were so strong. It was so violently cold. Very, very cold. Bitterly cold it was. Every one of us in Medina Tayyibah was cold. I mean, if anyone has been in January, late December, and it's snowing on the outskirts, and that Fajr wind, how it's going through that scarf, you don't even know. Everything is so cold. Now imagine Sahaba, they never had what we had. So he says it was bitterly cold, absolutely cold, scared we were. It was pitch dark that night because a fire cannot burn. You don't know who's next to you. So it was a difficult moment. And he says, and then? He said, if I put my finger in front of me, I couldn't see my finger. He says, food? We had no food. There was no fire. What food? He says, and how cold was it? He says, I went home and I asked my wife, can you borrow me one shawl? She lent me her shawl. I never even have a shawl. I borrowed her one shawl. The shawl is coming to my knee. I'm freezing at the bottom and I'm covered. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asking, who will go and just check on the kuffar? Just check what's happening amongst their ranks and come back. Every of the sahaba, they are in their positions, but they are all cold and they're wrapped up. So Huzaifa says, I was crouching also in that cold, trying to keep myself warm. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, who'll go check? He says, sahaba radiallahu anhum, generally, they'll put their life on the line. Anytime, for anything. But that night, he says, no one is responding. No one's talking. So cold, so hungry, and so difficult, tense moment. No one's responding. Yet everyone is amongst the sahaba. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is walking around, can't see any person. And he says, I suddenly see a figure in front of me. I'm thinking, who is this now? And I heard Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, man hadha, who you? I said, oh, who's me? I said, Hudhayfa. See, Hudhayfa, qum, stand. Stood. He can't even, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam can't even see. I don't even have enough protection in the gold. So he can't feel sorry for me. Stand. Says, go check on the kuffar. The guarantee is you'll be my companion in Jannah. So he says, Naam, I'm ready for it. He says, Nabi Sam made dua. He told Nabi Sam, I'm not scared of getting killed. Not at all. To become a shaheed, I'm ready for it. I'm scared. What if I'm taken? I'm kidnapped. What if I become a captive amongst them? I'm very worried about that. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua. Allahumma ihfazhu min bayni yadayhi wa min khalfihi wa an yaminhi wa an shimalihi. Ya Allah, protect him from all sides. Protect him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made this dua. And he said, ya Rasul, very cold. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua. Ya Allah, make it warm for him. He said, as if that night was never cold after that. I'm opening up my shawl also, like feeling a little bit hot, brothers. You know, he's a little bit hot. Opening up and he's walking. He says, as if he was, you know, coming on from a hot shower. That's how he was on that hot night. Suddenly it's like so warm. I'm walking and I'm not scared. I'm walking amongst the kuffar. I come to one spot and I see Abu Sufyan. I don't know who this person is. Big, huge, muscular person. And he's standing and I can see his shadow and there's people around him. I'm thinking, who is this? I took out my... Nabi Sam told Huzaifa, do me one favor. Don't do anything. Just don't do anything. Just go see, check and come back. He took out his arrow, put it in his bow. About, he said, hey, listen, so easy. His back is facing me. They don't even know I'm here. One shot and he'll be a dead man. And I don't know who it is, but I know it's an important person. He says, I was about to shoot. And I said, ish. Nabi Sam said, don't do anything. Took out that arrow, put it back. He says, I went and sat amongst the kuffar. I'm a spy, so I have to sit amongst them. Suddenly, one of them said, hey, listen, I think so there's a spy amongst us. One of them spoke, I think so there's a spy. There was some movement, there's a spy. Everyone, quickly check who's your neighbor. Subhanallah. He said, now what must I do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with that intelligence at that moment. He hit the man on the right, who you? He gave his name. Who you? He gave his name. All of them kept quiet. What happened next, inshallah, next week? Assalamu alaikum.